Everybody, welcome to this episode of So Much Genergy. It's me, Jenny McKinney, and I am here this week to share some fun things, some facts, some experiences, and first, a stupid joke in honor of Jeff Jones. Why did the boy tiptoe past the medicine cabinet? He didn't want to wake up the sleeping pills. Stupid! Genergy! Put in your booby rocks. Live your best life. Keep doing you. And things that have happened this past week. I went to Walmart. I usually go to Walmart pretty early. So first thing I get up, make some food, breakfast, Josh's lunch, blah, blah, blah. And then I usually go to the gym and then I go to Walmart. Sometimes I just go right to Walmart. So it's pretty early. This day I went at about 6:30 a.m. Right? The store is pretty empty. I like to hurry up and supermarket sweep. And then I get out of there and get on with my life and my day. It's not for everybody, right? And not everyone's a morning person, and I get it. I'm not trying to push my morning person self right up on you, okay? So I go there, 6:30 a.m., and I specifically need a shaker bottle shaker. I just need the metal shaker piece. You know what I'm talking about? The little spiral piece that slaps your shake around when you're trying to shake it? Okay. Go in there, I find a worker, because I'm not exactly sure where I should be finding this thing. I walk up and I say, hey, good morning, are you taking questions? Because some people are not, and I want to know, are you taking questions? And he's like, okay. I said, or do you need to have coffee first? Because I can ask somebody else. He's like, oh no, it's okay. I'm like this all day. He looked like he was half asleep. It's fine. So then I say, hey, I'm looking for a shaker bottle. And as I'm doing that, I'm doing the hand gesture of shaking the bottle. Which is not appropriate. And so I said, I'm just looking for the shaker in the bottle as I'm moving my hand back and forth. And then I scream and say, that is not appropriate, which then his face turns red. Everybody else is coming. All the zombie workers are coming out of the aisles to come and see what are we laughing at. It was not appropriate. So I did not end up finding what I needed anyway. So, but that was pretty funny. 6:30 in the morning, we're all laughing super hard. And then all the little zombie workers are coming out. And it was pretty hilarious. Okay, so most of you know the energy's been a little bit crazy. I don't know about in your world, if you've kind of felt this where it's felt intense. You may have been a little more emotional. I know people have been very angry the past few weeks where it's almost heightened. So like if they're mad, then they're like extra. The girl I work with calls it spicy and then extra spicy. So people have been extra spicy the past few weeks. So I'm a customer service manager online during the day. And last week we had a call from a customer who wanted a certain type of business card. Okay. And so I answered the phone call. He's telling me his whole life story, which is fine because I'm here till 5 p.m. And he's telling me how he worked with other companies and they suck and blah, blah, blah. And then he says, can you make this kind of business card? And I said, unfortunately, that's not something we offer. And he's like, this country has gone to shit. And so I just thought it was so funny. Like, we don't have a business card that you need. And now he's blaming it on the whole country. And I was like, wow, that escalated quick. I felt like he had kept that in his pocket the whole time and then just pulled it out when he needed it, right? I feel like he's probably using that all week for everything. So in the time that this energy's been intense, I love to learn, right? I love to learn new things. I like to problem solve. I want to figure things out. And so a lot of times if I have just some downtime or some extra time, I'll always do a video. I'll learn something, I'll listen to an audiobook or read a book. And so last week I found a money video by Kate Northrup. One of my friends had sent me one of her money videos on how to get rid of debt energetically. And so I listened to the video. I loved it. I ended up watching Kate's whole money series, which was amazing. And then I thought, okay, let me do this money shift. And I was so excited to do this money shift because I felt like, because the energy has been intense. So if I can do a money shift, maybe it'll intensify my being full of shift. And so I went to the store, and a lot of times I'll put things out there. Okay. So when I went to the store, I found 18 pack of eggs. Okay, they're organic eggs. I don't know if you've ever had Vital Farms eggs. They are amazing and really, really good. They're organic. They're little happy hens. They talk about the farms that the eggs are coming from, and they're very humane. So I find an 18 pack of eggs. I would say these eggs are probably supposed to be about $12 for an 18 pack. I went to a more expensive store. That's why I'm saying that. There was no price on the shelf. So I thought, okay, it doesn't matter. All the normal 12 sizes were out. So I get the 18 pack. I go up front. I'm at self-scan, which is always a favorite. Not. And this one store always has issues with the scanner. And no other lane is open. Right? And the lady that works there, I don't know, she's like 152, which is fine. So it takes her a minute to get over and do things. She's lived here a few lifetimes currently. And so I scanned the eggs, and it was like, customer help is on the way. Okay, great. So I'm about to have a birthday waiting for this lady. She comes over, she's like, the eggs won't scan. I said, yeah, I see that. And so then I go up to the counter. She calls the customer service manager. They are having a discussion. And the lady says, you know what? Just give them to her for $5.98. That's less than any of the other eggs even on the shelf. $5.98. I was like, oh, hell yeah. Yeah. And then that same day, I had been cash apped $30. Okay. So someone sent me $30. And when I went to get the cash app and cash out my cash app, it was $60. And I looked for all the other transactions and there was nothing in there. And she didn't put $60 in there. She only put $30. But when I went to transfer my balance, it was $60. I just had $30 additional dollars. Don't even know where it came from. But yes, I will take it. Receiving. And then that same day, Josh came home and told me that the girl that he works with, she had to run to Home Depot or Lowe's or somewhere to get concrete screws. And they rang the screws up wrong. These screws were supposed to be like $48 for the bin of screws. And the cashier rang it up wrong for screen screws or something like that for $3.45. I was like, oh, hell yeah. Because I kept putting out there, like, let everybody just get a discount. Let's get some free stuff. Let's not pay full price for things. I mean, let's get it. And we did. We did that day. That was pretty great. Then I had been looking online. I wanted to share some funny things I saw. There was a guy in Memphis that got mad. He was at a Kroger. Got in some sort of argument with somebody there. I don't even know if it was a worker or just somebody in the aisle. I don't even know. But he was a semi driver. So he gets back in his truck and just rams it right into Kroger. Right in the door, right through the whole building. Like, that'll show ya. But first of all, the building didn't even do anything, right? You're mad at this person. So I guess showing the building what's up, that was rude. They had to tear apart the truck to get it out of the building. Oh my gosh. I don't know. He was extra spicy for sure. Okay, I did see this. This was so stupid. It was a sign that said, "Who hates speeding tickets?" It was one of those signs that they put on the freeway. So somebody had typed it, you know, over the freeway that as you're passing, and it says, "Who hates speeding tickets? Lift your right foot." Not your hand, your right foot. Let it go. Get off there, lead foot. Oh, man. All right. So, as I was telling you about those money videos, I wanted to share, so the lady's name was Kate Northrup, and she, so one of the videos I was watching with her, she had a guest on there, and I think her name, if I'm saying it right, is Jen Goliab, G-O-L-L-I-E-B, and she is on there talking about her experience with money and how she had a challenge in her business of being seen. And she used to be a hostess on VH1, I think it was VH1, on one of the metal shows. And come to find out, she didn't even like heavy metal. And so this book, she wrote a book called Be Seen, and it talks about how you can just be your authentic self. And really, nothing's going to work out unless you're really your authentic self. Like, for you to be in your own flow, you want to be authentic and have things work out and people to see you for who you are. Because if you're living in a fake life every day, it's like you putting on a mask every day or a costume every day and then going out and doing life and then coming home and then taking it off, right? Sometimes we do that as a boundary or for your protection, and I understand that, but this is talking about like your entire life. So the book is just about being seen, and I don't know if you're familiar with what's called imposter syndrome. So imposter syndrome is where you feel like a fraud. So let's say I get a job and on my resume, I say I am familiar with, I have project management skills, which I do. So if I get in there and now they want me to use a project management software that I've never used before, I may start to internalize that and feel like a fraud. Right? So I'm waiting for somebody to come and yank me out of my chair and say, "Hey, this is bullshit. Like, you lied on your resume. You don't know what you're doing." And that, and it's kind of that feeling where we're just waiting for the rug to get pulled out from under us, or somebody to find out who we really are, or if we feel like we've over embellished a skill or something. So that's what would imposter syndrome would be. So she talks about having imposter syndrome, even after all the cool things that she had done. She was talking about, you know, wanting to get up on stages and sharing messages with audiences and how scared she was. So I listened to the book. It's an 8-hour audio book. It's really good. She gives a lot of tips, and there's a supplemental PDF that goes along with it so that you have a printout and you can kind of reference things and write things down. I love paperback books. I love to highlight, and unfortunately, so just being busy all the time, then I love to listen to audiobooks so that I can get the message, but it is hard because I do miss, you know, the highlighting of the book. So this is perfect because of the supplemental PDF. So what I want to share is that in the part of imposter syndrome, so how can we get over that? She gives an amazing experience share of what she did. And so she made what's called a badass list. And so she made a whole list of all the badass things she's done in her life. No matter if she was 2 years old or till yesterday, it can be whatever you want. It's your badass list. So you make this badass list. It might be a half a page. It can be 5 pages. It doesn't matter. And then what you do is you take your badass list, and when you're about to do something scary or you feel like you're a fraud, then you're going to read this badass list like you are making a commercial for someone else. So you're going to say, "Now introducing Jenny McKinney, who has done this and has been part of this and completed this," and, you know, fill in the blank and start reading your badass list. And by the time that you get it, maybe the first time it might take you all 5 pages to read for you to finally feel better and finally embrace it. And here's the thing, your unconscious mind doesn't know who, if you're talking about somebody else or yourself. Ooh, I just got chills on my back. That means it hit somebody real hard right now. So yes, so read your list like a commercial for someone else. Keep your list handy. Keep it with you. So if you feel like a fraud, you go, you know what? These are the things that I've done. And then pump your own tire. Pump your own tire all the time. If you, let's say you're going to have an important meeting, okay? Run to the bathroom or maybe walk. I don't know if you're a runner. Walk to the bathroom, get in there and take your list and just start reading it. I'm a badass because I've done this and this and this and all the badass things. And the main thing too is like, because those things bring up an emotion of being a badass. Oh, I just got chills all over. When you feel like a badass, it'll change your energy and your frequency. And then when you go back out there, you'll have badass energy when you go to your meeting or go to this experience or go do what you're scared of. You can still do it scared, but now you're going to be just badass scared. Right? Oh my God, I love that. Oh, I love that so much. Actually, I am still working on my badass list. You can keep adding to it too. There's no set way. I just thought that was such an awesome experience to share and a tool that you can literally pull out of your pocket. Literally. Keep your note in your pocket and then just pull it out when you need it. Oh man. So what I'll do, I'll put the link to the Kate Northrup video where I found Jen, and then I'll list the name of the book by Jen in there. It's an easy listen. It's great information, and the supplemental PDF is fantastic. She calls them mic drop moments, and then she kind of just does a little review of that chapter, which has been pretty amazing. And, you know, she shares, you know, personal experiences, things she's done in her life, things she's manifested, and then how things just kind of really fell apart and then didn't work out for her. But we take those lessons and we learn. And really, the year that we're in this year is very supportive of putting us on our path. And so if you feel like you are not on your path, the energy this year is that I feel like it's going to yank us right onto our path. Let's say you're, you know, over here in left field and you might feel like you're getting yanked right over to the right. That's exactly what's happening because you're on the wrong path. So take a look at your life, find the things that you love and start doing those things that you can make changes to live your best life. And how about this? If you feel blocked, let's say you are in left field and you feel blocked from being pulled over to the right or hesitant because it's very scary to be uncomfortable, right? If we're feeling comfortable, even though we know we're running 100 miles an hour into left field because it's comfortable, we won't make a change because it's scary for the unknown over in the right field. Even though it might be your best amazing life, like maybe you should be doing this, something totally different, but because it's new and it's scary and it's uncomfortable, sometimes we just don't make that jump because of those things. We're wired for comfortable, right? So when it's uncomfortable, then we associate uncomfortable with pain. And so it's not going to be painful if you would just realize that something over here is going to lead you to something more amazing. Why would you keep over here in left field if the right life literally is over here? It's right there. Right there. I know. So if you feel blocked, no worries. No worries. Sometimes we self-sabotage. Sometimes we have emotional blocks. And so what I am doing now, I want to end this episode on just a shameless self-promotion here and add that I have my new website up. It's been about a year and a half since I took somuchgenergy.com down because it had some just wonky energy and there were some other things going on behind the scenes. I'm super excited. I have my new website up, jenny-mckinney.com, and I'm going to be adding different things on there. Right now, I have two sessions that I'm offering. So I'm offering mediumship readings, because I've been working for a year on my mediumship skills. Come to find out I had those. I didn't even know, right? Because I was over here in left field. Didn't trust my right life. And then I just made this crazy leap. I took a class, come to find out, with Cindy Kaza, who is a paranormal investigator. She's a psychic on the paranormal shows. She's amazing. She's an amazing teacher. And I got in contact with her. I signed up for her intermediate class. Come to find out I have these skills. Didn't even know. She challenged me. And now I've been doing readings for a year to make sure that I was ready, confident, practiced. And guess what? Now it's on my badass list. There's different things from readings that now I can add to my own badass list. That is not a coincidence, right? It's things that I see, I hear, I know, and feel, and I get to share those messages with other people to help them heal. So where does the block removal come in? I'm glad you asked. So I am also certified in NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming. So I'm an NLP coach, which I was certified in 2, 3, 4 years ago. And I'm actually able to teach NLP. I don't want to teach it, but what I do want to do is offer NLP, which would be, you know, working with your unconscious mind, as part of my sessions. So I want to do healing sessions that can include either a mediumship reading or intuitive reading for you. And it would also include an emotional block, either dissipation or removal. So my goal is to take, let's say I always think of it like a Jenga piece. So if we're playing Jenga with your emotions, because they're all stacked up, and then I want to find your Jenga piece and pull it out, and then let those other blocking emotions and just blockages all over in your life get pulled out so that we can remove that and then let you get on with your best life. What if it's one thing that happened when you were a year and a half that's holding you back and you have no idea? We can figure that out. That's okay. So I'm offering those two sessions on my website right now. If you go to jenny-mckinney.com, go to the sessions tab, and then in there, it'll explain each session, and then I'm ready to book because I have my schedule open. I've put on specific dates and times that I would like to work with you. And if it's not you, then let it be your friend or your parent or your family or your whoever, fill in the blank. Maybe it's somebody sucky in your life that you need to share that with. And this will also help. My goal is to help you get your laugh back, right? I love to laugh. I have enough laughing for all of us. And then if you find your laugh, it just really helps you to raise your vibration. And so then we can attract more things when our vibration is higher. And then you can have like crazy fun things happen all the time. And you can manifest all the time and make stuff happen. Then you can start telling your life what you want from it. You don't have to let life start telling you what's happening, right? We don't have to be a victim. We can just start taking control and making the life that we want. And then be over here and right, in the right, not the left field. So let's get uncomfortable to our best life. Let's remove some stuff that we don't need anymore. Let's release some of that baggage, luggage, heavy crap we're carrying around. Let's get rid of that spicy, extra spicy attitude, and we can find our laugh, especially after you've lost somebody, right? So I can also help with that. So we can get you get your heart healing after a loss. And so my goal is really just to help the world laugh, and I am passionate about laughing, sharing joy, finding your bliss. Oh yeah, that would be so funny. I should get a shirt that says bliss off, because no, to me, I think I've shared this a few times on here, is I was a people pleaser. I didn't know how to say no. And then my family made up piss off, because then it was funny where I say, hey, do you want to do this, or piss off? And so now maybe it'll be like bliss off, bliss. All right, so I want to help you find your bliss. And if not, we can all piss off, I guess. But hey, come back next week. Jeff Jones will be back. And check out the website, jenny-mckinney.com. I'll also put the Kate Northrup video down in the the link here. And yeah, just go out and be awesome. It was full moon. It's full moon today. So use that energy, clean your booby rocks, and stand in your power. We're awesome. We have a lot of power, and you should stand in it. Make that badass list. Okay, we'll see you again next week. Keep being great. I love you. High kick, and I'm out. See ya. Bye.